ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this text is like a prose, so we'll try to read it. Sama Vishwam Atenam Sama Vissama Matinam मतम अनुसारसी यथा मतम अनुसारसी यथा रजो खंद सर्पादितेयां खंद सर्पादियायां सम विश्वामतीना सम विषमामतीना मतम अनुसरासि यथा मतम अनुसरासि यथा रजो खंदा सर्पादिधिया रजो खंदा सर्पादिधया समा विश्वामतीना मतम अनुसरसि यथा रजो खंदा सर्पादिधया। Anybody would like to read or I? समाविषमामतीनां मताम् अनुसरासि यथाम् रजो खंड सर्पादिद्याम् Word to word translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki sama equal or proper visama and unequal or mistaken matinam of those having intelligence matam conclusion. Anusarasi, you follow. Yatha, just as. Raju Khanda, a piece of rope. Sarpadi, a snake. Extra. Diyam, of those who perceive. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as the super soul in everyone's heart inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but in you there is no duality. Kindly repeat after me. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it a snake, but not for a person with proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you as the super soul in everyone's heart inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence, but in you there is no duality. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Ye yathamam prapadante tam stathaiva bhajamyam. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth and all contradictions. The example cited here is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake it for a snake. Whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in Him. But non-devotees regard Him as the snake-like sources of all fear. For example, when Narasimhadev appeared, Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord as a supreme solace, whereas his father, a demon, saw Him as the ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, Bayam ditya bina vishayati syat. Fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The same Supreme Lord is a source of bliss to a devotee and fear to the non-devotees who have a poor fund of knowledge. God is one, but people understand the absolute truth from different angles of vision. The unintelligent see contradictions in Him, but sober devotees find no contradictions. Om Ajnaniti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmlitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Gurube Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyati Deshitarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Ramane Gorutuse Nama. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmahitaya Cha, Jagadhitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Kantu Radha Kantu Namusate, Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suta Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakalpatrubhyasya, Kripasindhu Bhavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam here. Actually, I'm not qualified to speak on the Bhagavatam, and especially from the Vyasapeet, which has been the Vyasapeet of great acharyas in the parampara. But when we try to accumulate some knowledge, Prabhupada says that we should share the knowledge. And that facilitates you purity, and through that purity you evolve out of your innocence and you progress on the path of spiritual life. Otherwise, we are not really qualified. We are not really qualified. I am not at least qualified. We see from the Vedic scriptures that empty times we understand from the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, devotees, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rest everything is subordinate to Him. But after hearing for many, many years, still we are sometimes bewildered. Our determination, our dedication, our endeavors in devotional service are not excellent. We tend to fall in so many situations where we adore sometimes our vocabulary, our devotional service, our study of shastras, so on and so forth. But Prabhus, when we try to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially this part of the Bhagavatam, we try to see how demigods, it's very difficult for them to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many times, Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with wonderful episodes of Krishna's pastimes, where even Brahmaji and Indra, they get bewildered whether he is Krishna or whether he is a human being or whether he is a child or whatever it is. But key to the whole thing is we understand that Lord is accessible to the devotees. And when that word, devotee, quote unquote, enters in our consciousness, we feel there's a hope for us. And how much hope is there for a devotee to encounter Krishna at his maturity while he takes care of his devotional service? It's a very, very important thing. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. So sometimes we also identify ourselves. I am also that devotee. I can also understand Krishna. So we immediately say, oh. But on the other hand, we see how much I am trapped. When I see a wonderful plate of prasadam, how saliva drips from the mouth. When I see coming to the Mangalarti, oh, my body is aching. Prabhu, my body is aching, I'm not going to come. Or if somebody just even tramples our feet by chance, we become very furious. We completely lose our equilibrium. So these are the moments we can see where and how much we are devotees. We can see ourselves. Prabhupada says, you know, if you want to see how much you have advanced on the path of spiritual life, you can also assess how much you are attached to this material world and how much you are attached to yourself and how much you are attached to Krishna. And how much you have been able to renounce while you are executing devotional service. That's what is called self-realization. And the path of self-realization, you understand where do you stand. It's very nice to recite wonderful shlokas. We see Bhaktivedanta school kids in London, those who have grown up in a Western environment, they can speak the shlokas very, very nicely, which was broadcasted on BBC, and people were so much appreciative of their reciting because they have been cultivating knowledge from the young age. But on the process of divinity, how much we are progressing and how much we are going to realize and how much we are going to achieve love of Godhead, it will be seen how long we are going to be connected to the tree. Just like the fruit is seen that how long it is going to be connected with the tree, and when it becomes ripened, it automatically becomes tasteful. So our maturation of devotional service will be seen how long and how much time we are remaining connected to our devotional service. How much intensely we are connected with our devotional service. The present situation is so precarious around you that people cannot even understand this thing, Bhagavatam. They are so much engrossed in the sense gratification, they are so much engrossed in their own situations, it's very difficult to understand these verses of Bhagavatam. But yet we have to understand that how Srila Prabhupada has carved out of us a great fortunate life. If we are constantly engaged in devotional service, and if we are so much attached to devotional service, there's no question of not understanding how the Lord is. Because we have wonderful connection with the parampara. And that makes the devotees of Hare Krishna movement very distinct from the rest. But it depends upon a devotee who is clinging this process very sincerely, dedicatedly, and without making offenses unto the Vaishnavas who have dedicated their life 100%. So this chapter gives us some glimpses. When the demon Vritrasura was emerged out of the yajna, how the demigods were fearful. Whenever demigods are fearful, they try to approach Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have seen what is the situation earlier, how yajna was done, and how the Brahmana, who was supposed to sing nicely the shlokas, but he didn't sing the shlokas rightly. You can imagine, at the time, what is the effect of singing wrongly the oblations or shlokas? So Prabhupada guides us, when you are even in your life and you are purifying yourselves from the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says, these are the things you have to follow. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life, it's aprad. So when we chant offenselessly, then we'll get 100% result. But if we are not doing that, we are not going to get Krishna Prem. There are three stages of chanting: Shuddha Naam, Namabhas, and Kitty Kitty Kitty. Yes, with offenses. So that's why Prabhupada ji has given us these Vaishnavas, great acharyas, have given us this knowledge. And simultaneously warning us that how you can progress on the path of spiritual life. Sometimes I see many young people, they come with lots of bright background of academics. Obviously, they get good recognitions from other devotees, senior devotees. But we must guard also on the path of spiritual life, when we are trying to move on the path of spiritual life, we must guard against offenses. Material knowledge is okay. That should not give you a distinction instantly that you can go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada ji says, these material degrees are not going to give you access to Krishna. This may give you comfortable life in material life, but this is not going to give you comfortable life in Goloka Dham. For that you have to progress on the path of spiritual life in association with the devotees. Mahajanena gatasu panta. You have to render devotional service. You have to burn your karmic reactions by executing devotional service very humbly. So in spite of all these things, we see that the demigods are praying to the Supreme Lord. What are they praying? That you are the results of the, you give the results of the sacrifices. You are the destroyer of all the demons. You are the Lord with many names. Krishna has got unlimited names, and he gets his name because he is doing wonderful pastimes in relationship with the devotees. He is the supreme controller. He decides the three destinations. Who goes to the Vaikuntha planets, who goes to the Narkaloka, who comes to the Bhuloka. He decides for the jiva. He is a controller because he is controlling everything. We see as Brahmaji is speaking, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Brahmaji is saying, you are the cause of all causes. But this is happening when he is completely in knowledge. But when he saw same Krishna as a baby in Vrindavan, the same Brahmaji was completely illusioned. Whether the same Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or he is some small boy. He was also put in a moha. What is our situation? 35 years, 40 years, 50 years of devotional service can make us to go Goloka Dham. How much intensify we should be there in devotional service. He sees Krishna playing the pastime. He says that this is a small boy. But the same boy is rectifying Brahmaji. And that's called Brahma Vimohan Leela in pastimes of Vrindavan. He is creating all 1,000 sets of Golbals, cows, everything, replica, 100%. Who can do that? It's only Krishna who can do that. No other person, including demigods. But unfortunately, the modern man and some tinge of devotion, they fall into the demigod worship, they fall into the all karma kanda, they fall in all other traps in the material world for only enjoying the sense gratification. That's why they are fearful of the Lord. That's why they say, hum Bhagavan se darte hain Prabhu ji. But devotional service is not that you become fearful of the Lord. Devotional service is which transcends your fear. You become lovable. You love Krishna. As we understand from the Vedic Shastra that you develop relationship. Your inborn quality of relating with Krishna is to be executed through the... It has to be enhanced through your process of devotional service. This is bhakti. In bhakti, you shun away this fear. That's why bhakti is topmost. You can win over the Lord. He is not bothered about the demigods. He is bothered more about the Golabals. He is not bothered about Brahma. He is bothered about the Golabals. He is not bothered about Indra. He is bothered about Balasakhas. He is giving due recognition to the damsels of Vrindavan. Because they are executing unalloyed devotional service. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Their eyes are anointed with devotional service. And in the process of devotional service, they are not thinking who they are. They are not identifying themselves. I am the temple president, I am the GBC, I am the temple commander.
No. Das, das, dasanu, das. That is the process if we all accept and inherit the qualities of the great acharyas. Today is a Loknath Goswamiji's disappearance day. If you are repeatedly understanding their pastimes, if you are repeatedly understanding the Vaishnavas, then we will be like a straw all the time. But if we are intoxicated with nomas, nature will look like snakes with the hoods. So that's why the great process is coming to us, devotional service. While we remember this, we see how demigods are glorifying the Supreme Lord, O Narayana, O Vasudeva, Master of everything, Husband of Goddess of Fortune. You are realized by topmost sannyasis who wander. See, now demigods are recognizing how devotees are very, very important. He says that how these sannyasis, they give the true recognition here. Demigods are endorsing those devotees who wander in this world. Brahmande Brahmite Kun Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beech. Those who are wandering, preaching about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, here the demigods are giving full recognition that you can be understood by such acharyas who carry in their heart always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can easily understand Krishna, but they understand from their inabilities that they cannot understand the Krishna. Who? Demigods. But they say that who can understand Krishna? Then we also see Bhagavad Gita gives us a wonderful, Prabhupada gives that these four shlokas are very, very important. And those who have understood these four shlokas of the Bhagavad Gita, they will always intensify their devotional service in this lifetime. There is no other life, this is this life, you have to resurrect or you come again. Choice is yours. What is he saying? Aham sarvasya prabhavu. Chapter number 10, verse number 8. Aham sarvasya prabhavu. Matta sarvam pravartite. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. What does he say? What does he say? I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Devotees know this. So here all our contradictions completely get mitigated the moment Krishna is saying that I am the creator of the material and spiritual universes. Then what they do? We see the devotees, number 9, they always dwell matchita madgata prana bodhayanta suparaspara. They are always exchanging these wonderful things about the Supreme Personality of Godhead all the time. They are not speaking any nonsense. They are not sharing nonsense. They talk about Krishna all the time. Bodhayantas. All intelligent devotees are always dwelling on the pastimes of Krishna. Nothing else. They have no other business. This is the consciousness of a devotee. And then what happened? We also hear. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purukam dadhami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. He gives intelligence to the devotees so that they can return back to the spiritual world. Intelligence doesn't come by IIT certificates. intelligence doesn't come from getting big, big certificates from the material world. Intelligence comes when you are in whatever situation you are, you understand how I can utilize this lump of meat which is full of nescience in the service of Lord and my spiritual master, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittit Korina Akya. He says that serve the temple, you clean, use these two hands in the service of Lord, just like Amrish Maharaj. He was a king, emperor. He utilized his body in the service of Krishna. Not that he becomes puffed up just by reciting 4 or 5 shlokas and he says that, oh, I am best out of the rest. Then what he's saying, at the end, we say that ultimately, then, to show them, the last, to show them special mercy, I am dwelling in their hearts, destroy with a shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Those devotees who are always constantly worshipping, constantly serving, constantly exchanging, automatically that ignorance goes away. Lord becomes special merciful to them. And jnana deepena, their hearts get illuminated with knowledge. What sort of knowledge? Not that I am going to get merged with the Lord. Not that I am going to become Lord. Not that I am going to become Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Varuna. He is completely transported into that abode of Lord where they are serving Lord personally. They are rendering devotional service personally. So this is happening because we are not deluded at any given time. Lord is helping them how to progress on the path of spiritual life. So when that situation comes in the devotee's life, he's remaining fixed. We see how these demigods are worshipping the Supreme Lord and saying that it is you who can save us. But what is the condition of a devotee? This is mentioned here in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada says that when Krishna is expanding in the same, continuously in the verses, we understand how Krishna expands, Balram, Narayan, Vasudev, Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, then how the same for material creation he expands into Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu. Who is knowing this knowledge? The devotees know. Materialist cannot have a tinge of this knowledge because he is all the time bewildered by nescience. He is completely bewildered. He is a completely sense gratifier. He cannot understand this. How Krishna is ek and how he becomes anek. It is very difficult for a materialistic person to understand this. But the devotees, they can understand because they are well versed with the transcendental knowledge by which they have burned their karmic reactions. They are listening to their spiritual master. They are rendering devotional service. They are constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord all the time. So even demigods are saying, oh my Lord, your these transcendental activities are beyond our head. Beyond our head. So Prabhupada says here that in this verse, that when a jiva is completely bewildered, at the time, sadak pe pada hua rassi bhi ratri mein humko saamp ki tarah dikhta hai. When devotee is completely in knowledge, he will never make any mistake in this situation. But a materialistic person can make distinction. Even sometimes who calls himself a devotee like us. They are walking in the dark. Sorry, saamp to nahi hai. But those devotees who are completely in devotional service, such type of delusions don't arise because they are completely in full of knowledge. And Prabhupada is saying in the purport that as you reciprocate with the Lord, ye yathamam prapadante tam tathayo bhajamyam. As you reciprocate with the Lord, Lord rewards you. We see so many people surrendering to the demigods. We see so many people surrendering even to the rituals. Because it is they who want it. But those who want the pure bhakti, they completely surrender to the Supreme Personality of God at Sarvadharmam Paritajamamekam Sharanamraja. Even if you are not in complete knowledge, but if you stick yourself in the process of devotional service, this nescience, this illusion, this delusion will evaporate. In the initial stage of ISKCON, when Srila Prabhupada was in the Tompkins Square Park storefront, all those devotees who came in association of Srila Prabhupada, they even didn't know what they are doing. They used to come with the jeans, they used to come with all that thing. You know, in the initial stage, Guru Das and so many people, you will see how they came to the moment and how Srila Prabhupada is putting them on the right path. And the same, the devotees, when they are leaving the body, see their consciousness. Isn't it a transformation? Isn't it a result of devotional service? Jamuna Mataji, she comes and she writes a cookbook and she's always singing the glories of the Lord and she leaves the body thinking about Krishna. Isn't it a great benediction? Isn't it this? It is symptoms and the result of devotional service. You can see yourself. Sometimes when Srila Prabhupada went to Gujarat, all the Gujarati personalities came, so-called thinking them they are very best devotees. He says, Swamiji, aapne kya kiya? Is sansar, ye aap kya karte? Aapke udeshya kya hai? Ye Hare Krishna Mandir ka udeshya kya hai? Prabhupada ji jante, aap nahi jante iska udeshya kya hai? Nahi, hum to jante hain ki ye hippie log hai. Jo hi wo shabd sunte hain, bolte hippie? Ye hippie log bhi Hare Krishna Mahamantra japte hain, magar aap to unse bhi neecha hain, aap to Hare Krishna Mahamantra japta nahi hai. अच्छा कौन है? नहीं नहीं हमारे कहने का मतलब नहीं है, ये मतलब नहीं है. नहीं नहीं क्या मतलब है आपका? Prabhupada became very furious. What do you want to say? These hippies are not devotees. You are better devotee. So this is the transformation. This is called when you chant the holy name of the Lord in the humble state of mind, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Result is going to be there. Those who came to Prabhupada in the jeans and t-shirts, they wore the dhotis and kurtas and saris. They put kanti mala. They became like great devotees. This is the result of devotional service. So here we say that those who become devotees, for them there is no bewilderment, there is no confusion. But confusion is for those people who are sense gratifiers, they are still on in a bodily platform, they are still attached to their senses, they cannot understand this. Prabhupada says that the Supreme Personality of God is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth and all contradiction. The example cited here is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake is for the snakes, where others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality of Godhead do not see contradictions in Him. Krishna is beyond these contradictions. And the devotee who is completely following Him 100%, he also becomes beyond bodily designation. He doesn't get bewildered at any time. A true devotee. Prabhupada cites an example of Prahlad Maharaj in the purport. A devotee is fearless. He preaches fearlessly. We see from the life of Prabhupada disciple, what to speak of Prabhupada, who went in all the continents preaching Krishna consciousness. He was fearless. Because he was speaking pure knowledge. He was not speaking the adulterated knowledge. He was not attracting people towards Him. He was attracting people towards Krishna. When you have complete consciousness like this, that you want to engage people in the service of Krishna, Krishna will give you 100% success in wherever you are. Where if you have expectation of self-adorations and all these things, hey, your purpose of devotional service is mitigated then and there. Sometimes people wonder how this Krishna consciousness can be so intoxicating that the people give up everything for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. That consciousness is only till that point, till they have not tasted the nectar of Krishna consciousness. When they start tasting the nectar of Krishna consciousness, they understand the difference between person one who is completely in ignorance and one person who is in knowledge. So Prabhupada ji very explicitly says here that Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Narasingha Bhagavan, he was not afraid. But his father was afraid because he could see Lord as a death. We often say, Krishna Bhakta Binadas, Maya Das, Sada Udas. Kyunki unke jeevan mein, he is always fearful. What will happen to my money? What will happen to my bungalows? What will happen to my empire? If he would have known that after that everything is going to be stolen, maybe he would take the shelter of Krishna or Krishna's devotees. But their happiness dwells in the results of stock exchange. Their happiness dwells in how they are going to get best of the vehicles. And their happiness remains there where their fortunes increase million times. But a devotee who possesses Krishna, that's his treasure. And he doesn't need all those nashwan things along with his life. even along with his wife, he understands that this is all perishable. All that truth he has acquired is perishable. What is going to remain with him, that is Krishna consciousness in absolute sense. His strength is dependence on Krishna. His strength is how much he is renounced from the material world. His strength is how much he is attached to the holy name. His strength is how much he is attached to the spiritual master's words. And his strength is how much devotees' association he has. That's our strength. Not that I have so much bank balance, not that I have so much fortunes, not that I have this or that. Our strength should be how much association I have with the devotees. This is our real strength. And those who derive the strength from these things, he can be devotee on the path of divinity. But those devotees who say that, Mera kya hoga, what is going to happen to me, my wife, my children, my paisa, my this. No, sir. At the end, you have to say goodbye to everybody. Knowingly or unknowingly. Srila Prabhupada says that actually the devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the fear results, one knows both. No, when one is in knowledge, no, fear results from being absorbed in duality. Kya hoga? Whether this or that? Huh? When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. Bliss comes by executing devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we see from the life of Prahlad Maharaj. If we relate that whole episode in our life, we'll see that we don't have to be fearful of anything. Sometimes my brothers, younger brothers, they feel, oh, my father has come, my mother has come, and, you know, I must go back, return back. So many things are there in an individual's life to the journey of divinity. But we have to give up all this thing and surrender to the Krishna without fear, without lamenting, without doing whatever we are having the fear of. But if you remain, execute devotional service constantly, this fear will evaporate. That's why we should always focus on Machita, Matkata, Prana, Bodhi and Paraspara. We should always, always look for a good association of our life who will consolidate your infant faith. Who will consolidate your infant faith, because it's an infant stage. And give you the right direction in devotional service. So if we do that, our life will become blissful. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we say that in the initial stage, even if you have certain desires, akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo dharithi tivrena bhakti yogena yajet purusham param. In the initial stage, you may be of a fearful nature. I have left my home, I have left my business, I have left my degree, I have left my this. But somehow or the other, if you are taking up the Krishna consciousness, that is the greatest boon in your life. That is the greatest benediction in your life. Just stick to the process of devotional service. Your life will be very blissful. Everything will fall automatically, just like in the autumn, the leaves automatically fall after becoming red. Your all the anarthas will evaporate. You will resurrect as a devotee on the path of a divinity, and that situation will be very palatable to Krishna. That situation will be very palatable to Guru. That situation will be palatable to all the Vaishnavas. That situation will be palatable to your soul.
And you will progress very nicely on the path of spiritual life. That is our goal. And if we can sustain in devotional service in any situation, that is the success of studying Bhagavatam. That is the success of our devotional service. That is the success of remembering these pastimes through which we can progress on the path of spiritual life. Time is up. There are so many things to be said, but I have to culminate here. Any questions, any comments, please feel free to comment on, or feel free to ask any questions. Otherwise, we end up here. Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ji Ki. I forgot. Oh, just 1 minute. I forgot. See, you didn't tell me. We have to glorify Loknath Swami. Let us hear that. Sorry, I was going to do myself a lot of offenses. Let us hear a little bit, just 1 minute. Don't worry. Don't go away. Loknath Goswami, everybody knows, is a great, wonderful associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And a wonderful, the elderly Goswamis, fully absorbed in pure love. Loknath Goswami was the eldest of Goswamis living in Vrajabhumi. He shunned name and fame. Let us take the best from this. He shunned name and fame so much that he asked Krishnadas Kaviraj to keep his name out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. His body and mind were completely attached to Vrindavan Dham. The divine leelas of Radha Vinod played in his heart, his ears existing only to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. A true devotee is always wanting to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Anyone who reads the Srimad Bhagavatam, said Loknath Goswami, what is he saying? He is my friend. At least for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, today, we are friends of Loknath Swami. Isn't it? But if we are 24/7, into 365 days, there's a guarantee that he can make us his friend. Because we are following Loknath Goswami. Once Sri Krishna himself appeared and gave Loknath a deity of Radha Vinod. Loknath Goswami carried his deity all over Braj in a cloth bag hung around his neck. Although first rejecting, Loknath Goswami finally accepted Narottam Das for initiation as his only disciple. He appreciated his genuine humility and determination to serve. Every night for 1 year, Narottam Das secretly served his guru by carefully cleaning the field where Loknath Goswami passed stool. Paisusal mein kitna antar aa gaya. Agar hum IIT graduate ko bolenge ki toilet saaf karo to bolega kya pagal hai kya aap. Yahan par guru ji ki seva ke liye ek saal tak continuously unhone vishta saaf kiya. Yahan par hum bolte hain DT ka saaf karo to wo bhi nani mar jata hai kabhi. थक जाते हैं हम लोग. कैसा दुर्भाग्य है हम लोगों का. लोकनाथ गोस्वामी ओरिजिनल डीटी ऑफ राधा विनोद आर न्यू वर्शिप नाउ वर्शिप इन जयपुर राजस्थान. अ प्रति भूमूर्ति एक्सपैंडेड फॉर्म ऑफ द ओरिजिनल डीटी ऑफ राधा विनोद एडोर्न्स द ऑल्टर एट द राधा गोकुलानंद टेम्पल इन वृंदावन. The Samadhi of Loknath Goswami is the largest one in the temple courtyard. He serves Srimati Radharani as Manjula, Manjari in Nitya Vrindavan. Leela Srimad Radha Vinodhayika Seva Sampat Samanvitam Padmanab Atmajam Srimal Loknath Prabhu Bhaje.
I worship the lotus feet of Loknath Goswami Prabhu, the son of Sri Padmanabh. He is the storehouse of single-minded service to the lotus feet of Radha Vinod. This is Narottam Das saying. So this is Loknath Goswami. So we pray to Loknath Goswami, please benedict us the same determination which you had in serving your spiritual master or deities in Vrindavan. Please bless us. We are so ignorant. We are so foolish. We don't have any qualification. But if you show your unlimited mercy, we can remain in Krishna consciousness. We can remain in the service of Prabhupada life after life. If this type of a mood we will generate, this definitely will be utilized as servants in the abode of Lord. Hare Krishna. Shri Loknath Goswami Ji Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi.